McDonald's.
Well, yeah. You know,
been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And McDonald's has, for some reason, been one of those fast food restaurants that has had an interesting menu, as much as a lot of it stayed the same. They have had some menu items that have come and gone.
Right.
I'm going to give you an example of that in just a moment. One menu item that keeps on returning, that is a love-hate relationship. I don't know if I hate it, but as much as I enjoy McDonald's myself, when I have a coupon, I was never a fan of McRib.
Yeah, I've never had one.
Never had one.
Do they have a rib? Is there a rib in it? A bone in it?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
See, when I think of ribs, I have a particular idea of what a rib is going to be.
Yeah, right.
And no disrespect, but it's not between buns from McDonald's restaurant. Okay?
Right.
Sounds like a beef sandwich.
Well, it's back, though. It is back. And this is the 40th anniversary year of McRib.
It's been that 40 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
And we've avoided it all these years?
It first debuted in Kansas City, Kansas in 1981 before our national debut the next year. And it's become a cult favorite. This is why McDonald's keeps on bringing it back. Mm. And it's back as of yesterday. Hmm. In fact, I guess it makes a yearly return, and it's referred to as McRib season by the fans. They look forward to it. They ask for it. They demand it. They want it. And McDonald's keeps on bringing it back. In fact, to celebrate McRib, McDonald's has a special contest going on where they're giving away a digital version of the sandwich. It's McDonald's first ever NFT, non-fungible token. It's a piece of virtual art, and 10 winners are going to be announced. Where non-NFTs, I've heard about these. I've never really paid attention to them. But apparently they're created and recorded using blockchain technology and are essential pieces of data that verify you maintain ownership of a digital item, be it artwork, a clip of a game-winning shot, or a sound. In this case, it's a chance for you to own the artwork of McRib. Wouldn't that be a special way to celebrate the 40th? So, yeah, McRib is back again. Came back yesterday. McDonald's calls it the sauciest moment of the year. Hmm. McRib returning days before tomorrow, because it was debuting Monday. This is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So when it debuted, they said days before. Oh, I didn't know this. Tomorrow's National Sandwich Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, now when I think of sandwich, I think of peanut butter and jelly. I think of ham sandwich. You know, all kinds of great sandwiches.
Right. Tuna salad.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't think of McRib.
You don't think of a rib sandwich.
It's described, by the way, as seasoned boneless pork, tangy barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles on a hoagie-style bun.
Well, there's my answer. It says it's boneless.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Okay. So, see you and I mean.
That'd be hard to eat a sandwich if there was a bone in there, right?
But how can you call it a rib?
Rib without, I mean,
without a bone.
You can have boneless ribs, can't you?
You can. You can.
I thought so.
You can, but I think of a rib. I think of, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Something I get my
rack
hand
of ribs, right.
Yeah, you know, something I can chew on, you know. So there you go, McDonald's fans.
Or you can save for the dog to chew on, eh, Charlie?
And I keep trying to keep those bones away
from
the dog.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
The dogs sometimes get those bones, and that doesn't turn out well.
No.
Dog wants the bones, I can tell you that.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, well, I'm certain that there are fans of it out
well,
there.
Well, yeah.
Not me.
And it says here. It admits to it. It says either like you're a fan or not. It's like, you know, either you do or you don't.
Okay? It seems that appetizing.
Well, and with the introduction of it, the story, I think it was, what was the name of this site? Foodsource.com or something like that. They listed other McDonald's menu items that have been a part of the menu in the past but have yet to come back. Do you remember, for example, the McDLT? This was back in the 1980s, the McDLT. Hmm. This had the hamburger on one side and they kept the toppings on the other. The idea was that the hamburger would stay hot. And your lettuce and tomato and everything would still be cool. And then you could put it together on your own and then eat it and it'll all taste that much fresh.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay, the McDLT.
I remember.
Okay. Well, you see, it's been there, it's gone, and it has not come back.
Yeah,
so
right.
Apparently didn't have the McRib power, the lobby. How about this one? I don't remember this. And it says here, this was in the 80s into the late 90s, McDonald's pizza.
I don't remember that either.
That's what it says,
pizza.
It came with toppings such as cheese, pepperoni, green pepper, and onion, but it was eventually phased out due to issues such as the slow cooking time.
Maybe it was only tried in certain markets or something.
Well, it does.
Pilot, you know.
It did return to a couple of stores in 2017. Huh. Wasn't around. Well, if it happened again, I missed it. McDonald's Pizza. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, didn't have the lobbying power that McRib apparently has. How about, and I don't remember this, says here these were launched in 1990 and sold up to 2003, briefly returning in 2013, Mighty Wings. Not the McNuggets, Mighty Wings, crispy chicken wings that were sold up to 2003, introduced in 1990, a spicy breading of bone-in chicken. Okay, boy.
No memory.
Okay.
Yeah,
here's another one. Do you remember? I don't remember this at all. And this says it was in 1993. McLobster.
No. They made one just for art.
Yeah. It was a lobster roll with shredded lettuce and lobster sauce served seasonally.
I don't go to McDonald's for lobster.
Lobster.
No. Or pizza.
I sometimes say, why don't they just focus on what they're known for and do well?
Maybe this is why. Remember, McDonald's had a problem for a while.
Yeah, they did.
I don't remember McLobster. Does anyone? If anyone remembers McLobster, email and tell me. charlie@wsw.com.
I want to know.
Well, there's so many. Yeah. From the time that they started, when they really had a lock on everything, and then more and more and more and more competitors were coming along. That's when they started to try to compete. When they would see a drop in sales, they would start experimenting with all kinds of new and different things.
And they go back to their traditional.
Or if food tastes and trends and changes, when people were going towards salads and getting away from the fast food.
Right, and they're still doing that. They had to change it up a little bit.
So they just have to get it right.
Right.
Get the right mix on the menu.
McLobster.
Although I will say, years ago they had wraps. They did these wraps.
Yeah, the wraps.
They were darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they don't have those wraps anymore.
So there you go, fans. As I said, going to play favorites because the McRib is back. The other menu items apparently, again, just didn't have the lobbying influence.
Did they have the mixed salmon?
I might like that.